Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 2nd of August. Today we get the US employment report for July, which is something of an exercise in Orwellian newspeak. Nothing will necessarily mean what it says. There's the obvious fact that the household survey and the establishment survey have been painting quite different pictures of the US labour market in recent months. Both surveys have shockingly low response rates, which creates obvious risks around the quality of the responses that are actually received. How immigration, illegal immigration, and self-employment are handled is all subject to a great deal of uncertainty. Average earnings, which is not and never has been wages, are likely to be distorted by the ongoing improvement in job quality. People are trading up in terms of their employment, and lower paid jobs are being automated, which naturally raises average earnings without actually raising wage costs. The liberalising consequences of flexible working may have something to do with this, as people are freed from geographical constraints to take better paid jobs that are more in line with their skill set. How to interpret this noise? The general sense of the US labour market at the moment is that there is a slower pace of hiring, but, announcements from companies like Intel notwithstanding, for the most part, there is little reason to fear being fired. That is important, as it is the enduring sense of job security that keeps middle-income consumers consuming. This general picture is consistent with the Federal Reserve cutting rates, which they should already have started doing. Remember, rate cuts are not a policy easing. There is no sense of stimulating the economy when interest rates are simply following inflation lower. Keeping real rates stable is neutral and consistent with a neutral labour market. The fact that the Federal Reserve is now repressive in its monetary policy by allowing real rates to rise does perhaps present some negative risks to the US labour market over time. The Bank of England did cut rates yesterday, as expected. Also, as expected, it was a 5-4 decision, signalling there's been a healthy level of discussion around the pace of rate reduction. Given how far and how fast UK inflation has fallen, the rate cut itself was not really a surprise, and more rate cuts should be forthcoming. We would expect the bank to slip into the rhythm of other central banks and pursue rate cuts at the pace of a quarter point every quarter. A steady, predictable policy that should help to prevent real interest rates becoming too onerous a burden on the borrower. For the rest of the data calendar, US factory orders figures for June are unlikely to excite too much interest. South Korean consumer price inflation picked up a little in June on transport costs, which accelerated quite sharply. Most other components were more or less stable. French and Italian industrial production data will be worth some attention, as global manufacturing supply is of some interest. Goods prices have tended to be in a disinflationary mode in the face of weaker demand, and the supply side of the equation is obviously also relevant to that process. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.